And I got interested in this issue because I've done a lot of research with law enforcement, and they've talked about how when victims come in to give their report, what they say doesn't seem to make sense to them. It seems suspicious. They don't quite believe what the victim's saying. They don't believe the way the victim's acting. And I was sort of curious about that as a psychologist of, well, the victim's behavior makes total sense to me. Why doesn't it make total sense to you, law enforcement? So this presentation is about taking what we know from psychology and about neurobiology and how victims act and trying to bring that to the criminal justice system so that they can understand why victims are acting the way they do, so that we don't start off the entire interaction under a cloud of suspicion. This process has been very interesting for me. And it goes back to an experience I had way back right after I finished my PhD. I was doing some work with the Chicago Police Department. I was a young pup, my late 20s. I knew everything, as you do in your late 20s. And I was working with a sex crimes unit detective who knew everything. And we both knew everything. And so he was 100% right that most victims lie. And I was 100% sure and right that most victims don't. And I remember that experience very vividly of me looking at him like, you're obviously wrong, and he's looking at me like, you're obviously wrong. And so we just kind of agreed to disagree and just went about our lives. But I always kind of came back to that of, how is it possible that we're both so sure we're right? And I'm thinking, all I need to do is just give him the research. So in my subsequent career, I did a lot of trainings with law enforcement where I had all my graphs and my tables and my charts. See, here's the rates of false reports. And they're still looking at me like, uh-huh, right, we don't believe you. And when I started interviewing them and they started saying these things like, well, she's making it up as she's going along, this is sketchy, I'm like, oh, well, that's the trauma. That's what psychology is. And that's when my light bulb went off of like, oh, once we can get to the root causes of understanding victims' behavior, that's what law enforcement are hungry for. That's the information that they want. So since I've started bringing this into my work, it's been that light bulb experience for law enforcement of, oh, that's why I'm seeing what I'm seeing. And their attribution has always been that I'm lying, and why they were 100% sure they were right, because they saw this behavior. And they were right, they saw the behavior, but their attribution about it, I think, was incorrect. And so what I've been able to do in my practice, in research and in victims, is sort of say, let's bring what we know from science into this. This is why this behavior is happening. And let's focus on that and understanding that and take away all the attributions about lying and dishonesty and making it up as you go along. Let's get to the root of the case and go investigate the case. And law enforcement have been very receptive to this message because they found their behavior curious. Now they have an answer for it. It's both an attitude shift and a behavior shift. The attitude shift is about the suspicion of having the survivor sit down and assume she's lying. Mm-hmm. And that's the assumption that I think a lot of law enforcement have come to, partially because of victim blaming attitudes, but partially because they didn't have the substantive training in their own background in law enforcement to know that the behavior that they see in the victim of being evasive and sketchy isn't her making it up. That's what trauma looks like. Mm-hmm. But they've been trained that sketchiness is lying, okay? So the attitude piece is about coming into this with an open mind and not the assumption of the victim being dishonest or lying. The behavior part is changing the way they do the interview. And the way they're taught to interview is when they get the first sort of sketchy part, to pounce on it. Go back over it over and over and over again. All that's doing is exacerbating the victim's trauma, and it's not gonna help the recall of the event, which is what everybody's there for, is to recall the event, to get the information so that law enforcement can then go investigate the case. So this information changes the way they think, but also the way they behave.